Hi everybody, this is Angel Life Makeover and this is Andrea Dumbecki. Today's topic is Ascension Codes of Light from the Archangels. The Archangels are powerful guardians and protectors at this time, helping to hold space for us to rise to higher consciousness. As we rise to higher consciousness, we might hit low points where we purge fears, where we think it's impossible, where we are faced with even outer obstacles that we feel we cannot overcome. You may also feel there is intense darkness at times that's invading you or the planet. The Archangels come through to remind us that all fear is an illusion, and they are here to help us awaken to higher consciousness and rise above the old matrix, the old ways of fear, limitation, and suffering. Great news, right? I personally love the energy of the Archangels. I call on the Archangels if I feel darkness, if I don't feel well in any way, and they really help me to reset to higher consciousness. I remind everybody that we are all different and we connect with different spirit guides at different times in our life. For me, the Archangels come through on and off, along with other spirit guides that are very comforting to me. So I make this podcast for you. If you are comforted by the healing energies of the Archangels, may you be blessed by these energies and may they help you on your journey. All right, so let's start connecting with the angels, the Archangels of Ascension, and bringing in their powerful light codes. These light codes are poured into our crown chakra and our consciousness. We are consciousness. We are vast amounts of energy. Within that energy, there are lots of different vibrations, lots of memories, even fears and energies that are not our own. The Archangels help us to reset to a higher consciousness and thus making our expansive energy clear. That includes our subconscious or superconscious mind. It's been called many things, but I view it as the vast energy of myself. Right? Like if I was my own universe, I'd have many things in that universe. So I want to raise the vibration of my own inner universe to be more of heaven, right? More beyond fear, beyond stress, beyond suffering, more to this place of oneness. So let's start to work with the Archangels. They are powerful teachers of this higher consciousness, and they have some downloads for us with regards to ascension. They're working deeply with the crown chakra, uplifting, activating our crown chakra. And remember, when our crown chakra is strong and balanced, we have a sense of self, a sense of connection to God. We have a sense of safety within our mind, within our consciousness. When our crown chakra is weak or even misplaced, sometimes it moves over, we can start to get mind controlled, right? That's when we watch too many news things, when fear invades us, when we start to feel that somebody else's reality is our own, that's when our crown chakra is displaced or weakened. We have a strong crown chakra. We have a strong sense of our spiritual self, a strong sense of faith and connection to those higher realms in the universe, right? Including our higher self, the angels, God, all of that's connecting through the crown chakra. That can get pushed off, I found, by negative spiritual teachers, by negative media, also by something trying to control us in any way or something attaching to us. Why do energies attach to us? Well, when our energy is weakened, when we are in a fear state, other things can invade our consciousness. So we want to have that strong sense of self. I wanted to talk about that because it's something that I struggle with as a psychic medium, as a trans medium even, that things seem to affect me in that way. Things seem to invade my consciousness. So one of my challenges has been to hold myself within my consciousness, be centered within my body and my being, and own my power. A great tool for that is connecting with your warrior energies, your inner knight, your inner masculine energy to really, you know, anchor in your power, ground into your power. I find Archangel Ariel is great for that. So let's start with some downloads for Ascension from the Archangels. We're going to start with Ariel because she came up right away. Archangel Ariel is associated with the lion. She's also associated with fairies, Mother Nature, and all physical needs. I do see her as feminine, but very much like a warrior goddess. So whatever way you envision her is fine. We just want to connect with the energy of her consciousness. All archangels embody a higher consciousness, a codex of teachings on a multidimensional level. So Archangel Ariel is helping us to, one, feel safe and secure on Earth, live a balanced lifestyle. Two, have the courage to rise above our challenges and to find solutions and to fight for peace and happiness and protection for ourselves and those that we watch over on Earth, right? Archangel Ariel also is helping us to heal karmic wounds having to do with physical safety. That might be if you have past lives or your lineage have past lives of being a slave or a lesser caste or something that a group of people that were oppressed. Archangel Ariel helps with that. Also, if there's low confidence in your lineage, a lot of abuse, a low level of self-esteem, Archangel Ariel helps. Archangel Ariel also helps with finding jobs, paying bills, finding our perfect home. And the way she helps is she helps us to, one, increase our confidence that we can do it, that we can make the money that we need, that we can create our perfect home, that we can create our dream job, that we can live a happy life. And also she helps us to find the new opportunities that we may be seeking, to rise above the fear that is blocking all of the possibilities that are around us all the time and to help us to see those infinite possibilities. So ultimately she helps us to rise above the consciousness of fear around those aspects of our life. She does work a lot with those lower chakras, root chakra, physical safety, sacral chakra, work-life balance, suffering versus pleasure, relaxation versus stress, solar plexus, personal empowerment in the physical. That has to do with being able to stand up for yourself and on a multidimensional level, that also means owning your own energy field. These are all important lessons for ascension because right now we need to be showing up as our best selves in human masteries to usher in the new earth and to anchor deeper into the heavenly realms, anchoring those deeper into earth as we collectively shift the consciousness of earth. So let's receive that download now from Archangel Ariel. Feel that download in your chakras, in your cells. And you know, often when I read about Archangel Ariel or I work with her, I even my ego says, this is too good to be true. I can't be really safe and happy on earth. And you know why? Because that was programmed into my lineage, but it's time to shift that. So Archangel Ariel is saying, yes, you can be safe and happy on earth. You can live a balanced lifestyle. You can be loved and provided for, and you can live stress-free. I want you to feel that in your heart. I want you to accept that and work with Archangel Ariel to start to shift your consciousness. Remember, you are just functioning from a belief system that was downloaded to you from your family, your ancestry, from the media. What's the truth beyond that? Archangel Ariel helps us to seek that. So let's feel her beautiful colored frequencies pouring in. I do see deep magenta, pinks pouring into my hand chakras. Open your hands, open your crown chakra and receive her beautiful downloads. She's saying again and again, you are safe. You will always be provided for. And you will always be loved. She's bringing up soul family. There is a lot of fear right now of abandonment, loss of loved ones. She's bringing up that you will always be loved, that you will always have a support team around you, friends and family, that you will not be left alone on earth. So I do see there's some karmic wounds. It looks like the orphan wound. Maybe in past lives you were orphaned or you lost your family, you felt alone, you lost your tribe. There's lots of energy of belonging and finding our soul family tribe. She's helping us to heal that also in the heart chakra. Thank you, Archangel Ariel. We are fully accepting this ascension code of healing from you. See her codes of light coming into your aura, shifting your consciousness. And I want us to just take a moment to receive that and connect with her. It feels really, really great. And she reminds you that you are worthy and true reality is better than you could ever imagine. We have been downloaded and programmed a fearful reality, which is a lie. So we want to awaken to true reality in human form. We want to break through the matrix, and we're creating a new matrix, a new unlimited heavenly matrix for Earth. See that matrix coming down to Earth together. We are anchoring it in. We are all in it together, and we are shifting consciousness. It's wonderful. I feel a sense of peace actually coming into my being when I when I feel that. So next we're going to work with ascension codes with Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is helping us to rise above fear, to stand up for ourselves, and to feel psychic dominion. This is really important for those of us that are psychically sensitive, that we feel like we are constantly being dragged through the mud, so to speak. It's also the whole thing with being an empath, feeling everything, feeling open to everything. And maybe, like me, you feel victimized by being a psychic sensitive person. Archangel Michael's coming through to remind us that you can be the architect of your destiny, and your sensitivity is one and the same as your destiny. My extreme sensitivity made me have to create healing spaces to be a healing teacher and to immerse myself in the healing world. Thus, my sensitivity pushed me towards purpose. It is not a curse. It is not something that's wrong with me. It is something that is fueling me to be a leader of spiritual healing on earth, because there's no other place I could be, right? My empathy is leading me towards my purpose. So where is your empathy leading you? Archangel Michael's reminding you that who you are is always a blessing. There is a place for you. Like Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael helps healers and sensitive souls, light workers, way showers that feel alienated on earth. I often feel like I'm on a foreign planet and I don't understand the energy frequencies of this place. Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron and all the archangels even help me to understand that I chose to come here and I can feel safe here, right? And I can forge a peaceful life on earth, right? I can bring my home planet, soul planet energies here. So let's work with Archangel Michael to see where fear or negative belief systems are running you at any level. Do you fear people in the physical world? Do you fear harsh personalities? This is a huge one for me. For years, I feared harshness and I would get so traumatized when anyone was mean to me. And this went back to kindergarten. I was just so afraid of the harshness of humans. I didn't understand it. So Archangel Michael helps me to hold my strong aura, deflect that harshness, and then ultimately, you know, make more confident choices, you know, stand up for myself or don't go into those harsh environments. So he's helping us protect ourselves energetically, protect ourselves physically, and to rise above any fear that's running us. Here's another thing Archangel Michael with the Ascension Codes is bringing in, his blue lightning that blasts away any fear or negative consciousness that has rooted itself anywhere within your aura, anywhere within your being and consciousness, blasting that away because it is not you. It is not your divine blueprint. So let's start to receive Archangel Michael's codes of ascension consciousness. Now, we're feeling those codes of ascension consciousness, a deep blue energy pouring into your hand chakras, your crown chakra. Open your hands and feel Archangel Michael working with us to pull out the roots of fear, repattern us to faith, love, higher consciousness. Identify where illusions are running us, fearful illusions. Remember, the mind is very imaginative, right? We can spin worries, we can spin paranoia, hypochondriac stuff. Archangel Michael showing us the power of the mind, but also the illusions of the mind. So we're going to cut through all the darkness and know that our mind can be our friend, our inner eye can be our friend, envision positive things, envision beautiful things, and we're going to release that fear that may be running you. We're pulling that out of our consciousness. Fear is just an illusion. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Next, we're going to work with Archangel Raphael for ascension consciousness downloads. Yes, Archangel Raphael is here. We are evolving. We are rising above the consciousness of chemicals, poison, environmental toxins. This is big right now. I've been feeling this a lot in my being. Archangel Raphael is working with us as we pray and raise the vibration of the planet. I think we're going to start to see cleanup, laws change, and just more integrity in this stuff. Food, water, right? Crops, air, pollution, all types of pollution, all types of chemicals, just evolving that in medicine also, just evolving all these industries to be less invasive. Archangel Raphael reminds us that the world is a work in progress. We don't have to fix it all at once, but we are safe within this time of great change. So Archangel Raphael is bringing in these codes of ascension to the planet to help us to raise the vibration of our environments, of our food, of our water, of everything. We can be healthy. Mother Nature can be healthy. We want to hold those ascension codes for the planet now. And also that this twisted consciousness that we need chemicals, right, to like fix everything, to clean things, to heal us. I'm just kind of bringing that up to natural evolution of, you know, vibrational medicine, holistic medicine, medicines that don't have negative side effects. I see this going on in evolution, and I see more energy-based, vibrational, sound-based medicines, I see magnetism, all kinds of things that will heal us even without like a physical substance. I think that we're going to see a lot of changes. So we want to ask for positive changes with medicine. And also we're bringing in ascension codes of body communication, being aware of our body's needs and how to care for our body, not feeling like our body is our enemy or this kind of cryptic thing we can't understand. We want to shift that consciousness with Archangel Raphael also. So opening your hands, opening your crown chakra, allowing Archangel Raphael's ascension codes to pour in deep green light containing lots of information about the evolution of health, well-being, environment, and age, right? And evolving the DNA to be ageless. This is exciting. But remember, we need to be patient with all these positive changes because they're gonna, you know, they're taking a while. Baby steps. So the last archangel we'll be working with today is Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel is the archangel that is the communicator, brings messages from God, but also brings our prayers to God, and helps us in so many ways to express ourselves, but also to receive divine guidance and to live our holy purpose, right? So we're opening our hands, we're opening our crown chakra, we're opening our heart to the golden energies, golden copper, metallic energies, I feel, coming through with Archangel Gabriel. And he says, write, do art, create music, speak. The world needs your voice. You are valuable. So Archangel Gabriel is giving us an ascension download about being a speaker, being a teacher, being a leader, having the courage to be open with who we are in the world, showing up, right? Being seen. And that can be the hardest thing for light workers, right? To show up in human society, right? Because we don't understand that. I mean, I feel that inner dialogue again and again with myself is like, I want to just be myself. I don't want to have to go into the harsh human society and prove myself. I do feel that. And I think it's because there's a lot of different frequencies of souls on earth. So we can feel alienated. So Archangel Gabriel really reminds us to trust our intuition about where our messages are needed. If you're a spiritual teacher, speaker, artist, whatever you do, Archangel Gabriel is helping you to be in tune with where you need to be, that you don't have to be an outcast. Now that's persecution karma. He's healing that for us too. Then in the past, we might have tried to share our spiritual messages and we got attacked by humans. We want to clear that and intuitively heal that and go where we need to go. Because remember, your message is needed. If you have a message of healing, if you have inspiration to share, that's going to help someone. And you don't want to deprive the world of that. So Archangel Gabriel's helping us with persecution karma. He's also helping us with problem solving. A major thing he reminds us is that we have a direct connection to God, our intuition, our higher self. We have all the solutions to our problems, but we need to be flexible, of course. Of course, they might not be solved in the timing or the way that we desire, but God is always speaking to us, the universe is always speaking to us, our intuition is always speaking to us. So Gabriel helps us to hear that clearly and take action. He reminds us that a lot of times we are receiving answers to our prayers, but we are not taking action. So this is a message for you today, and I want you to receive this in your heart, that there are solutions to your problems floating all around you, but you might not be able to receive them. So Archangel Gabriel wants you to unravel that. Can you accept solutions? Can you accept heaven on earth? Can you accept divine communion? Many of us are, we're born into a victim consciousness or like a problem consciousness, right? And so if we don't always have a challenge, always have a worry, we like don't know what to do with ourselves. So we want to work with Gabriel to repattern our faith, to repattern the way we are being, to be in more bliss, to know that life is good to me, I have solutions, that my problems don't need to consume me, and I don't have to be addicted to the problems. I realize that when I have no problem, I look for a problem, and it's almost like a emotional addiction to worry, and I think I was born into that. There were always problems, people were always worried, there was never like, oh, everything's great, and God's watching over us, and we have faith, right? So I just wanted us to receive those copper energy downloads, ascension downloads from Archangel Gabriel. Now open your hands, open your heart, open your mind. Receive those downloads into your aura. This is a great time of change. Sometimes before great change, we might face great fear, great dark night of the soul energies. Hang in there, call in what you need. Archangel Gabriel reminds you to talk to God, ask, I need solutions, I need help. Things will come right away if we ask. I find this again and again. We have to take time to pray and ask for help, and everything we need will fall into our lap. You are safe in the universe. So thank you for listening to these codes of ascension from the archangels today. I'm excited to share this with all of you. I feel this is a pivotal time in human evolution, and the angels are great support guides. You can visit my website at angelfairyhealing.com for more classes on working with the angels. I also offer private sessions where I work with you and your angels to do deep soul healing. I have an angel ascension therapy special this month. You can get 3 sessions at a special price. I will keep you guys posted on new classes and things happening. I'm probably going to take a break for the summer. I will just be maybe releasing some recordings, but I am available for private session work. My class replay library is available. You also can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And I also run a free Facebook group called Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. I'm in there daily sharing inspiration, doing card readings, and I share a lot of free classes in there. So come join the fun.